This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Call 1300-JOY-949 and connect with your community. Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's 13 minutes past 8 on your Monday night with myself, Brian Peel, John P. Wintle and Lana tonight. We've got a very special guest on the phone. We won't hold him up anymore. He's phoned in. He's from the Netherlands at the moment. He's over in Europe. Hello, Matt Simons. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Hello, good evening.
Welcome to the show. How's it going?
It's great. It's great. But my brain feels like it's on New York time, but I'm in the Netherlands, and I'm talking to Australia, so I don't really know where I am.
Well, look, we're going to get straight into it because I want to introduce you to our Joy 94.9 listeners. Now, the power of social media, Matt, Facebook, and you launched your career pretty much in the Netherlands through Facebook. Is that through internet ads? Tell us what happened.
Yeah, well, you know, it was probably circa 2009. I started trying to promote a new record that I had, you know, self-produced and self-made in New York. And I was running these ads, and they ended up working really well in the Netherlands, of all places. I think it's because nobody else was doing that at that time. And then it came around to about 2013, and I had put out my second album. And one of the people that clicked on one of those ads was a writer on this big television show in the Netherlands, and she pitched a song of mine to their head of production. He put the song on the show, and the next day it was the number 15 song on the iTunes charts over in there. And so I woke up in New York to this, like, you know, crazy storm of tweets and Facebook messages and all sorts of things. Yeah.
So overnight, you were an overnight sensation then, Matt.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it was through a Dutch TV program, I think. She heard you sing your track with you, is that right?
Yeah, that was it.
And the people in the Netherlands actually go crazy over you. You're big. I've seen a lot of the social media. You've got big supporters back there in the Netherlands. But home for you is New York City. So you find that you're commuting to Europe and back to the USA. How do you cope with all that?
I mean, you know, it's a blessing to have any kind of success in the music industry. So it's not too big much of a problem for me, and it's, you know, so beautiful over here.
So you've studied. I've noticed you've studied jazz and classical music. You've had also some piano lessons before switching over to the saxophone. Quite an array and of instruments and music. Have you got a favorite?
Well, you know, favorite is kind of whatever I'm doing at the moment. But I did study jazz in university, so I would say that was my main instrument for a really long time was saxophone.
Yeah,
and that's just a fantastic way to get an appreciation for all different kinds of music. Big fan of jazz here.
Yeah. You wake up one day, Matt, and you found that your song was top 10 in the iTunes charts. What was going through your mind that day?
To be honest, I didn't expect it to last. the cynic in me, so, you know, I considered it like, oh, this is just a phase. It'll be gone by next month. I'll be back doing the same old stuff that I normally do.
Yeah,
but I was wrong.
So. And you did land a major music label because of that, and also you became a guest judge on Dutch X Factor. How did you go with all that?
That felt like the Twilight Zone. Just kind of out of nowhere, they had me on TV judging other people within a few months of having this big hit song. So I just tried to show up and pretend like I belonged.
Now, your track With You finished inside the top 30 songs of 2013 in the Netherlands. You actually outsold the Lumineers, Ho Hey, and, wait for it, Katy Perry's Roar. Did you actually expect to outsell those big names?
No, seeing my name with even associated with those kind of acts.
Yeah.
Holy dooly is all I can say.
It's a pretty good record, though. If you can knock off Katy Perry anytime, it's a pretty good feat.
Yeah, you know, she's doing all right all over the world, so I'll take that one.
Yeah.
Can.
What really also amazes me is that you play, you know, 1,000 seat venues overseas, and then you come back to New York City and you play crowded bars. How do you adjust?
Yeah, big, you know, arenas, small clubs, and definitely keeps you humble. It's easy to, the reality is in your face when you play in your hometown, and there's, you know, maybe we got 75 people show up to New York to come see me play, but yeah.
You've got big fan base over in the Netherlands. Now, you've played a show out at Rockwood Music Hall in New York City, teamed up with Chris Eyre. That was on March the 18th. Tell us a little bit about that show.
I've been playing Rockwood now for, I think, 5 or 6 years, just sort of on and off. It's my favorite venue in New York City to play. Just got this really nice sort of intimate acoustic vibe that it's difficult to find. You know, it's really a nice sound and... Mm. In a really good atmosphere. So, and I was just playing solo. You know, when I play in Europe, I play with a full band, but this is just, you know, back kind of back to my singer-songwriter roots of just piano, voice, and a little bit of ukulele.
So you took your saxophone along and teamed up with, I think, was it Jack Severity? Was that in Italy, in Florence?
Oh, yeah.
You played
Jack
a show there as well?
In Italy, in Florence, right. Well, we had done a few shows together in the Netherlands, and then I asked him to join me. I was playing a show in Hamburg. So he opened for me in Hamburg, and then we did a little trade because he's got a nice Italian fan base.
Yeah.
So I flew down to Florence just for one night.
Yeah.
Joined his show. It was really fun. He's a great musician and a great person. So.
Now, we just want to talk about one of my favorite tracks that you've released, Catch and Release. You did actually write the bulk of the Catch and Release album in 2014. The lyrics from the title track are, "We can tell each other secrets and remember how to love." How do you come up with emotional lyrics like this?
Well, I mean, the funny thing about Catch and Release was it was an extra day that got tacked on to this writing trip. Like, I wasn't supposed to be written. I was in, a lunch meeting with someone, and I had a day off on that Friday. And we sort of scheduled just this extra day with this Swedish writer.
Yeah.
And he sort of just started plucking this guitar riff. You know, that was his idea at the beginning. And it's, you know, sort of got me thinking about, you know, just life in general and how we take in so much negativity throughout our just ongoings in the day. And that's just how life is. And finding a way to release that energy come nightfall.
Yeah.
You know, how many different people have in all their different ways and what it is to them.
The lyrics, you know, they might actually sound depressing, but, you know, at the end of the day, there's some truth in it, don't you think? And it makes you actually feel good. Pretty warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah, that's, you know, sort of also that we can all have this, you know, everyone's different, but having a shared experience.
Yeah.
Of just the ebb and flow of life.
Well, Matt, it's a big, big single. It's one of my favorites, and it was remixed there by Deep End as well, which is the mix we're actually going to play. Number one on Hype Machine chart, and also 1 million Spotify streams. It's a great track. It's out now, and it's available on iTunes, isn't it, Matt, to download?
Yeah, iTunes, Spotify, sort of any. We like putting it on any music service that we can just to get it out there.
And if our fans out there want to catch up with you, they can. It's facebook.com/ Matt Simons Music page on Facebook, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And at Matt Simons on Twitter as well.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna spin it because I absolutely love it. Can't get enough of it, Matt. Congratulations. Did you want to introduce your single Catch and Release to all of our Joy 94.9 listeners?
Sure. Yeah, I would love to. Hey, it's Matt Simons. This is my new single, Catch and Release. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
There's a place I go to when no one knows me. It's not lonely, it's a necessary thing. It's a place I made up, found out what I made up. The nights I've stayed up, counting stars and fighting sleep. Let it wash over me, I'm ready to lose my feet. Take me off to the place where one reviews life's mystery. Steady on down the line, lose every sense of time.
take it all in and wake up, that's my part of me. Day to day I'm blind to see and find how far to go. Everybody got their reason, everybody got their way. We're just catching and releasing what builds up throughout the day. It gets into your body and it flows right through your blood. We can tell each other secrets and remember how to love. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum. Mystery. Steady on down the line, lose every sense of time. Take it all in and wake up, that small part of me. Day to day I'm blind to see and find how far to go. Everybody got the reason, everybody got the way. We're just catching and releasing what builds up throughout the day. And it gets into your body, flows right through your blood. Can tell each other secrets and remember how to love. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum.
Whatever your tastes, you'll find it weeknights on Joy 94.9. Something for everybody.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB TIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.